Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
I pushed record this time immediately.
How do you feel about this being on every day? I love it.
What?
I love it. It's enticing. Yeah, it so, boosts me up when I go to work. Music videos are playing.
Yeah, so what's happening is we're just talking about the little things that make us happy as we walk into the building, because we still all do. It's okay, Gabe. He's got a mimosa in one hand and a microphone in the other.
No, I don't.
Why you gotta hide it now? We said it. We literally said it on the air.
No, I didn't.
All right. Well, welcome back. And as always, we got to check in with you. How are you? I say that just so you can take a second to think about how you're really feeling. Because as we go about our business, we get distracted by little things. And sometimes we just need to be reminded that it's okay to laugh, even though it's serious. It's okay to talk to other people here in our building. It's a very full house.
Absolutely.
We got a round table. I already said Gabe's here.
Hey. Safe distancing.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Gabe.
Thank you. They just sang me happy birthday, so I'm actually still in my zone.
No, I'm glad. It's Gabe's birthday weekend. And well, let's say hi to everybody else first, and then we'll get
turn
on
up,
that. Krista's back.
Hi, guys. Glad to be here.
And Angie.
I'm here.
But Gabe mentioned we sang happy birthday to him because his birthday is this weekend. And what are you going to do?
Nothing. Just be at home, guys. I think I'm going to try to get a chef.
Ooh, fancy.
Oh, that's smart.
But like a cheap one. Not a rich one. Because I ain't got that money.
How do you find that? Is there an app for that? Like you can find a chef to come into your house?
Just like anything else. You use your social network, right? We're supposed to be social distancing, but still socializing. So
and still uplifting everybody else's network.
Yeah. You guys know how to cook? Anybody want to make 50 bucks? I'm in the 50 buck range, Krista.
I will come make some money.
Ange, I've never seen Ange cook in my life, so I appreciate that she wants to make $50, but every time she walks over, what you making? And then she sits there and goes, whoa, I didn't know you could push a button like that.
Oh my gosh,
Nina, you can cook. Sorry that you're blessed with the great abilities of cooking.
I can cook, but I don't think Gabe wants me to come to his house.
Zero.
Oh my goodness.
Nina made bomb breakfast this morning for all of the morning shows.
Nina has never used her broiler.
With Brussels sprouts, and I've made kale chips that way. But Gabe's way of making steak was to use the broiler. Do you guys use the broiler for that?
I would saute it first and then probably put it in the broiler. Yeah.
Don't tell me you fry it on a pan.
My cast iron.
Can I just jump in and be like, Krista, what would you make? Like, let's say I was your boo and it was my birthday Sunday. What would you make me?
I would probably make my boo. I don't know about you, but my boo.
Can we just do a hypothetical?
Would get probably a great pasta. I love cooking pastas, like homemade pasta at that, though. I'll either buy it homemade.
What's the protein?
You know how to make homemade pasta?
No, I wouldn't make it. I would probably buy homemade pasta.
Like, okay,
I probably wouldn't just.
Got you.
But I would probably make like a.
What's the protein?
I'm thinking.
She has to decide because you're
now
her
I'm
boo.
Not
She's trying
meat,
to put it in the space.
So I got to accommodate to myself too.
Got you.
So maybe a salmon. What up, Kenzie K? On air. What up? Sorry, we're live on, but Kenzie's working. Okay, salmon. I would probably do a white-based, like an Alfredo. I would do beef. I'm sorry, I'm lying. I can't lie. I would end up doing a red sauce with a good Italian sausage and a nice...
How about like
little
vodka?
Ground beef.
You like vodka sauce?
Vodka sauce is great.
Spicy.
I used to buy it from Trader Joe's a lot.
That's what I would like. Just that so you know, Krista.
That shit is delicious. Thank you.
In this fictitious world.
My boo about to get hooked up with the vodka side. Thank you for hooking me up, bro. But listen. Oh. That's what I would make.
We're just getting started. No, we're not even talking about me. We're living in this fictitious bubble.
Your eyebrows look phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Give us a tip or two.
We're not going from food to my eyebrows right now. But I do appreciate that you're thinking about cooking. And the thing is, a lot of people probably are right now.
I hate this, actually. I really hate this.
The corona quarantine?
Yeah, it's not fun. I have nobody to talk to, no one to drive with.
Stop it. Every time I walk by this little space over here, you're like, people are swiping all the time on me. I got cute boys with blue eyes.
She gets swipes at work, too. You get swipes. You talk about swipes at work.
And I don't know what it is about your algorithm, though. The hottest guys pop up in her little bumble.
You've never one time shown me an ugly guy to put that
out
there.
I don't know. How does that happen? They're really cute. And actually, they actually have like really good conversation.
So what's going to happen is Angie's going to get herself a corona boyfriend. Like,
don't get that. That's worse than an ex.
I need somebody to quarantine with.
Oh my God. Quarantine and chill is not the thing. If you're already by yourself, then there is no rush to be quarantining and chilling with anybody, because I am not trying to play that. Not right now.
Let me tell you guys right now. Even if you got a boo, like I do.
Yeah.
You're conscious about touching each other.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, like, with a pregnant girl, you're just literally like, I don't even cuddle her. I complain all night long that we're not cuddled up. So, even if you had a boo, this is talking about single people out there.
But you said that, too. You're not even kissing right now, right?
We're zero kissing. I put my hoodie over my head. I put some cloth between us. Because she's pregnant. I don't want to give it to her.
Yeah, but
even if she wasn't, if she was just my boo, I wouldn't want to give it to my boo and have us going back and forth. That's dumb.
No, especially right now. If anybody's going into work and back to their house, you have to be extra careful. But how did you have that conversation? Were you like, I want to kiss you right now, but I think we should stop?
Zero
or it was like a mutual...
Zero conversation. I think sometimes, whether you're the man or the woman that is feeling under the weather, you got to take the necessary precaution. And if I'm going to put my hood over my head, you got no choice. I'm going to do that. Here it is. You want to kiss me? You get a hood.
You get a kiss the hood.
Because you know what I'm saying? I don't want you getting no kinds of sick. Stay healthy. Do your thing.
Actually, you guys all have people in your homes that you're quarantined with, technically. Mm-hmm. So technically. Gabe has this girl. Chrissy, you have a roommate.
I do. My wonderful roommate is amazing. And he usually travels. He's a traveling agent, but now he is stuck here. We are together, like stuck with each other every day. But I'm not saying it in a bad way. I've known him my whole life, so it's like easy for, well, not my whole life. We met in college.
I'm so confused.
And then he works
as a traveling property manager.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, he's never there. He's usually just never there at home. He's always traveling and owning, like doing different properties, like as a manager.
So what's that like now that you wake up and you're like, hey, I see you. Hey, we're hanging out today.
I go to work. I'm up early. He had a date last night. He's just fine. Like, he's just living his regular...
He's going out on dates?
Yeah, he has, like... He's still here. He's here, like, 1 to 2 weeks a month.
Where do you even go on a date right
now
with everything
goes
closed?
Oh, no. If they come... Now, y'all, the dating scene, they're coming to your home. If you feel that comfortable with them, if you're literally, like, gonna, like, date them, if that's your person... They will be like, let's watch a movie together. Let's hang out. Like, I don't have the Rona. You don't have the Rona. I'm wash my hands.
But
I wear gloves.
But how do you know?
I take precautions. Do you need paperwork? I'll show you paperwork. Like, if it gets there, it'll get there. Like, prove
you
it.
You can't even get the paperwork, though. Like, if you're somebody that's showing up in my house, I don't know where you were 2 weeks ago. So if you're coming to my house, you're literally coming
out fresh
out of quarantine.
What if you were with them 2 weeks ago, though? Like, what if you were? Like, what if all of a sudden the quarantine just happened? Like,
and you guys, were quarantined?
They're still coming over. You could do it aimlessly before the coronavirus. So now that it's here, it's like, well, now we have to pay attention. So I'll do whatever it takes to come see you.
Listen, don't you guys all three of you ladies, you've been in situations where you've been in relationships with people that have been sick at some point. We're not talking about corona, just sick.
Just sick, yes.
And you just didn't care. Let's be honest.
I don't know. I think I've always cared.
Krista, you're telling me that there's been a man of yours that has been sick while he's been in your presence?
Like in front of me? Like I can see
him? No, I'm saying we're like, y'all have been dating and you like kissed him and you guys were already kissing. And then I got to a point where I want to care for you and I just don't care. Like, well, I got it, you got it, we got it.
No, I don't think I ever have been that way. I feel like I've always been very protective of, like, we're just watching, like, oh, bro, let me take you to the doctor, let me cure that cough, let me help you.
That's what I just said.
You turn into a caretaker, but when you're laying next to each other, you're not necessarily spooning as much. Like, I'll still sleep in the same bed as you, but you don't have to be like breathing on my neck like I usually.
I don't know. I mean, when I was like, I'd be like, I don't care. I drank city water my whole life. I'll be straight. Like, I'm just thinking, I would kiss you, and if I get it, we got it. And then we're just going to be, I love you so much, we're going to get that together. Yeah, Ange, I feel like you're the type that would like really do something like that and wouldn't care.
You making out with snot running down their nose. 100%. No problems. See,
you love love. Be honest.
No, I do. I'd probably wipe it really quick and then go back to it.
Fair.
You're so sweet.
That's so nice. That's they just wiped it.
Yeah.
Nina, you're such a lie. You are the number one person in this whole group that would be like, you got it, I got it.
We got it together.
Well, I didn't say that I wouldn't be like, fine, I'll take care of my person. I'm not going to go and like lick your face in those moments, but I'm going to take care of you. That I'm going to do. I'm going to make your soup. I'm going to scratch your back. I'm going to play with your hair. I'm going to help you fall asleep. And then, you know, we'll lay on my side of the bed. And it's just how it goes. But now, if I'm not in that situation where I'm taking care of you and we're already in the same house and I know you are safe in your home and I'm safe in my home, why am I going to invite you over to not be safe in a home together?
Right. So let's say you were dating somebody.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay.
And let's be serious. This is real. And okay. Get off your phone. This is a real question.
Sorry, I was taking
this
notes.
Girl. All right.
What if your man had COVID-19?
Okay.
Because it's serious, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If they had COVID-19, would you socially distance yourself from them or would you take care of them?
Yeah, they got to move out. No, they got to move out.
No, it's not going to move out. No, if we're in the same home, are we in the same home already?
Let's just go with the fact of the statement, right? Which is that. You have a person that has that, regardless.
No.
Fill in for the middle.
Listen.
You are not kicking anybody out of the house. That's wild.
A week, literally. Oh, I was stuck at home with someone who thought they had COVID-19. But come on.
Let's be clear. They tested negative.
Exactly. They tested, that's this the bottom line. Though. But it was rough. It was super, super, super rough.
But
I just don't want, we were in the crib, did not go anywhere, waiting, this sucks. What if we do? And he was just, it's worried when you're exposed. But once he got those papers back on Monday, you all, it was good. But the sad part about it is you have to see what they're going through mentally and
Well, yeah. I think that's one of,
It's go away on its own. There's not a.
Well, what other sickness doesn't go away?
Remedy for it, so. Yeah. Well, there's vaccines, but this is what we're going through. I think this is our first time kind of going through a heavy epidemic where we see the after effect of it. Oh. We're going through it now. Now we get to see what happens when they do come up with one a year from now. Did y'all catch that? Did y'all watch the live thing yesterday from Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Donald Trump? Did y'all watch that?
Yeah.
A year. We have to wait a year. And Trump hyped it we were good with the CDC. CDC's no, we got it.
They said from the beginning what you're saying, Krista.
He made it clear, yeah.
Trump was I want this.
Exactly.
But what the CDC and the NH or the WHO said was just that. It's going to take a year to 18 months to get this from the beginning, right? The fact that they're doing they're in trials right now is one thing,
but
the fact of the matter is it just right. Trump didn't right initially, which you understand. Sometimes you want to make the people feel comfortable when you say certain things outside of that. But you definitely once you get advised by the actual professionals, people that know what they're talking about. Yeah. So I mean that holds true. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. And you were saying no.
She's trying to kick somebody out.
No, not with this, guys. No, this is different.
What's different about this?
Because it's a little bit more. Okay, I'm not going to kick them out, but we're not going to be in the same. We're not going to be in the same room. No, you have to be away from me. I'm not getting sick like this. If Nina, if you had somebody in your house with that sickness, you'd still be right by them and taking care of them. You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you are. You literally are just
because
stay
I'm
away,
by,
stay away.
Because
blah, blah,
I'm
blah.
By myself already. If I'm by myself already and you're by yourself already and you're safe and I'm safe, now we don't need to be together. If we live in the same house and you get sick, then I get sick. Now we're going down together because we made a choice to live in the same home together. We're going to do this all together. If we're just dating and you're in your place and I'm in mine, then no, we don't need to bring that together.
I hear what you're saying, Angie.
Does that make sense?
Angie's saying that.
If it's preventable.
Remember, but Angie's saying in her experiences with you and how you've reacted towards it to individuals.
Yeah, I told her she couldn't come over.
She's saying based off that, she's saying that you got to separate, you would probably separate. But I hear what Nina's saying, and she's like, yeah, I'm doing that. But if I had a boo laid up under me, I'd be acting a little different towards him, but still be acting the same towards everybody else. So I understand that. Yeah. And that's my point. Listen, it's tough. Being in the house with a boo, because I guess. Yeah.
He literally looked at us like, oh, yeah. So,
but it's tough. But I mean, we take we wash our hands often. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't kiss her. Mm-hmm. When we cuddle, it'll be between some kind of sheets. But you're being smart about it because that's how you can contract it. Listen, I had a doctor in my house, David Chang, my doctor friend. He was in my house when I was like, when people were like not sure if I was sick or not before I went to the doctor, right? And then he was like, I'm not worried about it because we're not doing anything that's going to get me the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he was being smart, keeping his distance. Like we're doing right now during this podcast, we're all being, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Safe distance away. So yeah, I think it's, but it's interesting because a lot of people don't have the option to like not be around some people like Krista, like myself, like Ange. Who are you with, Ange?
I just live with my dad.
Oh man, how old is he?
He's older. He's like 67 now. So
you're not letting him leave, right? Like he's mm-hmm. not leaving the house or anything?
No, my dad doesn't leave. It drives me crazy. But no, he doesn't leave. He definitely just stays in his room. But I'm also trying to be careful and like being smart of not, you know, doing anything. I literally go from work to home because I worry Same. About him too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that that's fair. You have to look out for everybody else. And that's the whole yeah. point of this. That's why everybody's saying stay home. So you're dealing with whatever's going on underneath of your roof. But if you can help anybody else outside, mm-hmm. that's we got to stop it somewhere. But Gabe, with you being with your girl in the house and all of that stuff, is there ever a point? I know you guys don't fight, which is really cute.
I wish we did sometimes.
Do you Aww. Think that there is any part of this that makes you a little bit nervous that you guys are going to be in such close quarters for so long?
Honestly, if like podcasts are all about like exposing your soul, I think in my heart of hearts, I'm like, listen, if you get sick, then that means like the baby would come out sooner. And then if that happens, then so be it. You know what I mean? Like we're just prepared for that. She's in week 35. She's not in week 20. So, you know, I feel my little baby moving every single day. So yeah, am I worried about it? Absolutely. But then I think to myself, what's the worst case scenario? Worst case scenario, you come right now and you're 35 weeks and there's been kids that have been born in 30, 31, 32. So you've been living inside of mommy a little bit right now. So you're good. So there's nothing really that concerns me because I know the worst case is not anything bad at all. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah. And just in case you are hearing this for the first time, Gabe is my partner on the morning show on B96. And he's expecting a baby any day now. And he does live with his girl. He just bought a new house. So like this whole year has kind of been one of those of first with excitement.
Congrats.
And then, you know, kind of just digesting all of the new stuff as we all continue to navigate. And that's just why I asked that. Krista, have you had a chance to talk to your parents? Because your family's not here like mine.
Right. My mom and dad are in Kentucky, and they just closed down my father's car factory for 2 weeks today. Toyota. My dad's been working for Toyota for 30 years, Toyota plant in Georgetown, and they haven't had, like, any cases, I don't think. But
Good.
They're just now closing, like, the major car.
So he's going to be staying
places
at home.
Across the country, yeah. My dad's been working overtime, literally, y'all, passionately for the past, like, 7 years. Mm-hmm. It's like OD. I used to get really upset about it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, wow, you're the smartest one in the room the whole time. Like, wow. I was so upset. Yeah. So they're good. They're good. Just quarantined. And mom's going crazy because she keeps watching the news. I keep telling her, Mom, stop watching the news. Relax. Just chill. Because she's a teacher, so she can't go back to school.
My mom, too.
So...
Yeah, well, good. That's why FaceTime's
That's
a beautiful
Lexington,
thing.
Yeah.
You can check up on
hi,
them mom. To make sure they're doing good.
They're going to be listening. They nosy. Hi, mom. Hi, dad.
Hi. Can't wait to meet you guys.
Hey, guys.
I want to come and drink the bourbon. This is something that is also, you know, a side effect is we have an opportunity to do some really great things for ourselves. You check up on your people. You make sure you take care of everybody in your house. But then you could be better. Like we, Angie and I were talking about this on the last episode about, you know, how we have an opportunity to really thrive on the other side. Mm-hmm. And do you want to be the first to let everybody know?
I do. Guys, I'm going to Harvard.
I know.
Okay. Not really. But yeah, I'm taking advantage of these free online classes. I'm just trying to better myself, honestly. But no, there's this website and all 8 Ivy League schools are offering free online classes, which is really cool. So, I mean, I have so much free time now. And I know I've asked for this for a million years. But I don't know what to do with myself. So now I'm taking these classes and I'm really excited.
You took your first class what yesterday. What was it again?
Computer science and mobile apps. And it's really crazy. It's really hard. I probably would never get into Harvard for real because it was literally an hour class and then like two assignments. And I was like, holy shit, I feel like I've done this for like 3 weeks already.
Wow.
Is there somebody like grading insane. Your assignments?
Yeah, it's legit. Yeah. It's an online course. I have 6 teachers, I think. So 6 teachers. It's a 4-month course.
So. Wow. It's like a legit.
Yeah, it's like legit.
A quarter. That's a quarter.
And it's cool because like how many people can say they went to Harvard for free or Yale or Princeton? Like that's true. Cool. I want to be like the next
Elle Woods. They are offering online classes. I guess that's what counts as a...
Yeah, no, they are. They are like legit. Like Ivy League schools are giving people an opportunity to, you know, get their knowledge up. And so if you need a job, then you can go out and do something cool. Like Angie's going to produce an app that does what?
You know what? I don't know, but if I do, I'm gonna patent it before I tell you guys.
Patent. Smart.
Yes, Pat.
I learned from you, Gabe. Come on.
Yes, Pat.
Come
on.
Gabe's the one that's been giving us all advice about what to do with our money, what to do with like our lives,
everything.
You,
Gabe the guru.
We are a product of Gabe Ramirez, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, you know what?
You guys keep talking about me.
While we have him and his wisdom, you know, the three of us talk quite a bit about how we digest things, and it's very similar, different but similar. You definitely have a different perspective.
Yeah.
What would you say to anybody that's feeling nerves, to anybody that is feeling frustrated and just all of those types of emotions that are uncomfortable, what would you say to them?
Yeah, I'll talk about the money in just 1 second. First, I want to say, go double back on Ange. You know, she didn't mention that you got to pay for a certificate. And so
I just sent
you the $80. You go ahead and
get that certificate.
Oh my God.
She's talking about something. I don't know if I want to get the certificate because of $80.
You have to get the certificate. If you want,
just build me an app after you take that Harvard class.
I told her when she built her first app, we're going to dinner on you.
Yes, so, I got you guys.
Go ahead. I sent you $80.
But
I think it's important to, I think it's a great question, right? When you're talking about like what the world would look like in an economic sense, right? And I think that myself living through the recession from the 2008, you know, and on, right? Like I bought a crib that was cheap. You lived through it. I was at the time working in the financial field. Then what was I doing after that? Catering, tried to go back to school to better myself, ended up at B96 through an internship and where I am right now, right? And that was through the initial recession. So if there was something positive to say to you guys, it's just this, you're resilient.
Facts.
You are a bad MF, you know what I'm saying? And whatever job you had, you shouldn't be fearful that you can't get another one to generate
That's
income,
right.
to make a better life for yourself.
Stop.
So, you know, just that. That's what I would tell you. That to calm your fears, to know that just because money is not there in the present doesn't mean it's not going to be there in the future.
That's
so
right.
Hold fast, be easy. You know what I'm saying? And then, just you're going to be all right. Don't worry about it. Like, don't stress about it as much as others around you, because people are going to stress. And if you be that calming force for the people around you, you'll be straight. You'll make it work.
That's right.
That's really important.
I receive that.
To think about, because if you get ahead of yourself, it's really easy, I think, to get lost in your emotions. I think it's really easy to get lost in your fears. And we just talked about a couple different things that you can think about. Gabe's calming words and going to Harvard. Krista, what are you going to do?
I'm going to get some more mimosas.
Okay, Gabe's getting his mimosas. And while he does that, Krista, during this time, what do you think that this time would allow you to do? Like, if you were going to look at yourself and think, on the other side of this, I'm going to thrive, and what do you need for that to happen?
I think I would need exposure, and I'm just going to keep on working on getting more exposure for my work. I feel like I just need to use this time to be creative, and that's what we're talking about, right?
Of course. I was getting ready to ask the follow-up, because I hear you, and that's easy. That's an easy answer for me, too, to say it's always my work. So I want to challenge you beyond that.
Okay.
Because as we are trying to define ourselves as more than just our jobs, to be a better Krista, to be a better human, to be a better...
That I said that. That's a terrible
answer,
right? Actually, it's not. You just gave me a woke-ass moment.
No. And I said that as a follow-up to you, because I think that for me, that's always my...
Gabe, Nina done dropped the bomb on me.
I got y'all more mimosas. Hold on.
No, because that's always my response to everything. So we are actually at our work as we speak.
We're
literally
at work.
We all just came off the air.
This is the perfect place to record a podcast. I'm sorry. But like, look at how beautiful it is.
When nobody's here.
It's really, I never pay attention to.
We're literally sitting on the
where we work. I never just sat here and just taking in everything that we're around right now. Sorry, I don't mean to be like this.
No.
Chaotic
person. It's a moment of gratitude when it's quiet and people aren't running around yelling at you and needing something from you. You can look around the room and be really, really thankful that you get to be here.
Yes, Nina. Yes.
Oh, you got a big one. There you go.
I need a lot of OJ, bro. But thank you.
It's okay.
She turned up.
You need to get your immune system up. All right. So for you, outside of your job, what is it?
outside of my job, what do I want to do to better myself?
Yeah, we got a lot of time to do that. And I'm just asking, what's the thing that you want to focus on?
Probably get into some type of activity, rather, like, but I can't go outside. I can't play flag football. Like, I want to do an activity.
This girl's having a really hard time with being alone.
So technically, you want my answer to be alone.
That's what's happening right
okay,
now.
Okay, so you're in my alone time. All right. In my alone time, I am going to probably write more. I feel like that's what
okay,
casually
that's a good one.
Comes to me. I'm a heavy writer, like hand writer, print on paper. I don't like to type. I like to type emails and work shit, but when it comes to like the good stuff, I like writing. I'm going to start a vinyl collection. I'm about to
that's a good
get
one.
A bomb-ass player from my parents back home in Kentucky.
I love it.
Start collecting dope-ass vinyl and music. I don't know if that's bettering me, but I like catalogs and music and
no, I think it's great. How long have you thought about that before
years.
You
were... I have a tattooed on my back.
I didn't know that. You have a turntable tattoo?
Yeah. My parents have this bomb turntable. They've had it. It was passed down from my Aunt Salonia. She passed away when she was 104. God rest her soul.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And she had it back in the 50s, 60s, right? And it's just passed down from our family. It's so tight. And we still play like bomb ass records on it to this day. We just keep refurbishing it and refurbishing it and refurbishing it. So I want to keep up with that. Like I want to like focus on like really good music collections. And I don't know if that's...
No, that's exactly what I was asking.
I just love music and cataloging and keeping up with the nostalgia of it all. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I don't think it's weird at all. I think the reason why I asked you that is because a lot of us have stuff on our minds that we've always wanted to do or that we wanted to even... Gabe, he wants to organize his closet and unpack it and do all of those
things.
Did that
yesterday.
Oh, you did? Yay!
Look at you.
You know, there could be walls in your home that you walk by and you're like, man, one day I'm going to paint something for that or whatever it is. And I just was curious what yours was because this is one of those positive spins to the time that we are now all facing in our space.
Have you all ever heard, there's a song called Don't You Stop It.
Don't you stop.
Oh, yeah.
The music.
Hey.
I like when these two are singing.
My turntable on my back has the lyrics of the first verse of that
song.
Dope. So I have it on, actually it's my
dream
to get it on vinyl. I actually don't have that song on vinyl. So anybody listening to this podcast that supports...
Krista, can I tell
Krista
you that?
Krista J3183.
I want to see it.
I would love Yarborough Peoples on vinyl. That'd be great. But
I went to Target the other day, yesterday to be specific. They had a Beyonce album for $30.
I know, it's a
Why
lot.
Why are albums so damn expensive?
The vinyl ones?
Yes.
More press them. It takes more money to physically press.
Because you're not pressing so many
vinyl.
Of them.
It's not
that's
as
why.
Convenient as it was back when Eazy-E was doing it.
I just thought to myself,
no,
$30?
Also, they're definitely capitalizing on it because I feel like vinyls now are like the new like... You know how things like recycle and come back,
well
and just like those, what were they? The
cameras, the Visco cameras.
Yeah, the ones that like,
Polaroids.
The Polaroid cameras. Those came back and were like so expensive for no reason. You know what I mean? I think that it's that.
So
too.
Imagine how. But maybe you could find one. There's like a bunch of record shops in Chicago.
I just,
that
oh my
have
gosh,
I'm
gonna be home alone and school. I like candles and vinyl. So I'll be chilling.
There you go. I love that.
Yeah. Candles and vinyl.
Sounds like
maybe a
little album title. You know what I'm saying? Candles and vinyl.
You just said you didn't have a vinyl player?
I don't have a vinyl player, no. I'm trying to get, I want the one that's tattooed on my back, but my parents won't give it to me.
What
so
a stingy.
Just go to Target. It's like 20 bucks.
I love them to death, though. They are not giving it up.
Is there like an age, kind of like with trust funds and stuff, where they like unlock it? Where
what's
it
a trust fund?
Like it gets to be your gift?
So I need to get one. If I don't get my parents, then it's a wrap. I've been saying that for years.
I've been watching
one.
I've been watching The OC on Hulu. That's why I brought up trust funds, because they all have trust funds on that show. So I keep thinking about when they turn 18, they get all of their millions of dollars.
Yes.
Well, whatever age you get your vinyl player,
you're
parents, if you're listening.
Krista wishing death upon her parents just
no.
so she can get the vinyl player.
In the name of Jesus, my parents are covered, honey.
I mean, in the meantime, I got a really nice vinyl player from the pawn shop. It was only like $50.
How much you want
dad,
it for?
Girl, I'm keeping that. I need to listen to my Mariah on there.
Oh,
that is a whole other world.
I thought she was offering it to you, too. Why did you just tell her that?
Because
my
you
bad,
can go to a pawn
it.
Shop
I know
and,
I'm
you know,
go to pawn
in
shop.
The meantime, get one in the meantime.
And I really need one like ASAP. I was just going to go to Urban, too, but I feel like Urban's got them for...
Way too expensive.
In Dallas, they had them for $50. So I was like, oh. But I guess it's cheaper than that nowadays.
There's always options. And, you know, Amazon, they deliver.
Exactly. Y'all think Amazon will shut down?
I don't know. They were talking about it, but I don't think so. They're hiring all of those new people right now, right?
That's right. I said that the other day. I was like, but they're hiring. What else are they going to be doing?
I mean, there's still, I mean, if everybody's working from home, think about the amount of deliveries. We were talking about this earlier. You know, poops, garbage, deliveries are increasing. Sorry. No. Like, no, think about that.
It's true. In my building, there were so many deliveries that they normally have all of the boxes, you know, downstairs when you walk in the hallway. When I got out of my apartment this morning, every box that was on the seventh floor was laid out in front of the elevators. Oh, so wow. Now they're just putting them on our floors. So they're not letting us have boxes downstairs for very long. Wow, I mean, I thought it was kind of smart too, but it's overflowing that much.
Yeah,
is the point.
That's so crazy.
What would you think you would want from Amazon? You know, they're talking about only delivering the most important
essentials,
things.
Yeah.
Essentials, thank you. So what? There you go. What do you think you would be having delivered that you be, that won't get delivered that you really want? That's not an essential.
Oh, that won't get delivered?
I mean, what were you going to say?
I was going to say my purple shampoo.
That's not an essential.
They would sell that, don't you think, though? Because it's a shampoo.
I think so, yeah. So I don't think that that would count, but I need to keep my hair icy. I don't want it to turn yellow.
She does have that icy colored hair.
Krista, okay. You order stuff off Amazon?
Definitely.
Like what?
A lot. I am in the process of ordering a new comforter. Mm-hmm. I'm in the process of ordering a new comforter.
You don't think so?
Nina? From Amazon, I feel like you
and
get a lot of Amazon
sheets
stuff.
And new pillows. Like I feel like
that's
I need
not
to be
essential.
During the quarantine
sheets already.
I know,
that's
but
what I'm saying. It's not essential.
They are done. I haven't had new sheets in a really long time.
Oh no,
exactly. I understand.
Not essential. World problems.
If you're gonna,
I don't have a new sheet on my bed that I have. That's
not. Sometimes Krista be needing some new sheets though.
Hey.
Sage isn't enough to get her.
She
some
put
new
the microphone
sheets.
Away from her face.
Whoa, guys. Hold your horses. Hold your horses.
It's because I'm jealous, Krista.
First off, I have comfortably slept in my bed.
Look at me.
My bed.
I am the captain now. Don't you start with me.
Listen.
Stop it.
I have slept in my bed numerous times. I need new sheets. I've washed them over and over. They're ripping.
Fair enough.
I'm cheap. They were expensive sheets. I'm so mad. I've had them for a long time.
That's a good one.
I gotta get new ones. But y'all think I'm out here busting it open. That's why I need new sheets.
We don't
all the
think
rude.
It's every time.
I love you though. I love you. Y'all lucky y'all my family. I love y'all.
Nina got one sheet. What are you getting, Nina, from Amazon?
The thing that I got delivered last night was a bottle of Woolite.
Oh my
wool light
wool
for
light?
My carpet.
Old woman Nina.
Because I blew my wool candle. Light? Wool light. I blew out my candle. I have a white rug in my living space.
That.
I blew out my candle in the little black...
The ash?
Ash. Part of the candle. Got onto the carpet and then it like got real deep in there and I had this like dark... and it was bothering me, this spot. I just had to get it. So I got some wool light. Thank you, Amazon.
Essentials.
Did Woolite hook it up, though? Did Woolite get the job done?
Yeah, and it was like, it was two for one because not only was I getting out the stain last night, I was going so hard, my biceps were popping. I was like, now I'm getting an upper body workout while I get the stain out of my carpet.
Look at you being proactive.
That was an essential.
Will you send me workout stuff that's interesting and compelling?
Oh, she's just going to send you a Woolite bottle so you can get your biceps
Wait,
popping.
What about that's you, Gabe? Smart. What would you order?
Yeah, smart. Gabe got rid of Amazon.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm tired of boxes coming to my house.
Dang.
It's like a book, a baby playpen, a baby jumper, a baby swing.
You're still
a baby
getting
bopper.
Stuff, though, right?
It's every day.
It.
Literally every
it.
Day.
Last weekend.
Stocked,
but I don't even have an Amazon account, low key.
You use someone else's or are you just.
Nicole got it.
Come up. Somebody got to have
she
it.
She gives me her password and I just buy it with her account and then I just quick pay her the money. I don't
you
want the man
you
knowing
add
my information.
Your, you can, oh, okay, because I was going to say you can add your card. That's
I'm trying
what
to be
I
as low-key as possible, guys.
He's under the radar.
I'm even changing my voice for this podcast.
Dang, auto-tune.
His neighbors don't even know he's there. They just know that baby swings and cribs show up on the front doorstep. He's smiling. Remember we told you last week, it was your baby shower that we went to. Ange and I talked about it briefly.
Yeah, so. It was probably not the smartest thing to do, but whatever.
We
sometimes love is worth all that.
Well, we felt that it was responsible.
Yeah.
Like
everyone
nobody
was
hugging each other.
Right. But I just, you know, looking back, thinking about it, it probably wasn't the smartest thing to do. But the reality was that I didn't think as many people were going to show up. You know what I'm saying? Like I thought it was going to be like 20 of us, just like super close people. Mm-hmm. It ended up being like 60 people showed up, didn't care. So, I mean, at that point, everyone was really being responsible in that space. So, and then those that didn't show, Krista, everybody hit me up. Like, no, what I'm saying.
No, but you were doing it for a good reason.
Sorry, I was not paying attention.
That was a comma. No, good. That was a comma.
I was listening.
So like people that hit me up, I tried to let them know and comfort them and be like, listen, you're not just going to love my baby on my baby shower.
Mm.
Like if you know me and you really mess with me, like you're going to love this baby for, you know, for time. So like, I don't care if you don't show up, like whatever. So yeah.
I can't wait to squish the little
baby. It's going to be the cutest freaking kid game. First off, your nephew is adorable. So let's talk about the cousins. Let's talk about the Ramirez
cousins. The whole family. Yeah. It's actually... I love that Gabe, well, obviously Gabe's from here and his whole family is here, and as somebody that doesn't have any family here, anytime I get to go to Gabe's functions, like yeah. to see his family, it's just kind of nice because it gives you that feeling of being around family again. That you say that. I really appreciate it. So thank you for always including me.
It's funny that Nicole says that too. And I never really understood that. Like, she said it to me and I didn't think much, but you saying it right now kind of sparks it up where she's like, my family's from the East Coast and hanging out with your family makes me like feel good about family just in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of weird. I never really even thought about that. Like,
but you have a Puerto Rican family. It. They are always so loving.
But I'm just always like, here. So I'm never, I'm never in a position where I'm not around my people.
Right, yeah. Right.
So I don't know what that's really like, but Krista being from Kentucky, you being from Seattle, like to see you guys here, like I don't even though I see you guys every day, I still think you guys probably have your own circle in some capacity, which you do, right?
Right. It's
but
not
in
here,
terms
yeah.
of a family, like family, like Krista, you're talking about like your cousins.
I get it.
Uncles,
yeah.
aunts, mm-hmm. like family. Yeah. I see my, they come, they stop by, whatever. So when Nicole or you say that, or people say that, like, oh man, I miss having like that around. And I'm thinking to myself, my family's crazy as hell. Like, damn, I hope you guys aren't turned off by them. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But it's quite the opposite.
No, your family's, your saying. Brother right. is grade A100. Right. Let's talk about your, no, I'm not going to go into your family. I love
single,
you.
Not single
He's
anymore,
not
Brandon.
Not single Brandon anymore.
No.
I'm
That's
just encouraging him being dope. I never looked at him like that. No, come on, guys. He was
you like Jesse,
brother.
We know.
She took facts the microphone the away again.
Facts on the podcast? No.
Yeah, facts on the podcast.
Beards. You like beards. How about that?
Quarantining. What'd you say?
She does like beards. They both like beards. What are you going to do if everybody starts shaving their beard?
Oh, no. We're not shaving beards, guys.
We got to wash.
Put yourself in that room. Please do not shave that beard.
Wash the beard. The
wash it. Yeah, you're right.
The Rona's on the beard.
The particles.
100% Rona's on the beard.
I mean, if you get the Rona, yeah, shave it. But you don't. There's no shaving.
Rona's probably on their chest hairs. It's a lot of work guys got to do right now.
You're
going to
shave the top of your head? No.
I would. Matter of fact, I think I might. Hey. I'm not going to see my barber for a while. Might as well just go low.
If you do, though, can we do it live on the air, though?
Ooh, that might not smart. Be sanitary in the studio.
Oh, details. Then just record it so then we can play back the audio.
Ask
of the
for forgiveness later.
Anyway.
And what's the shortest you ever did your hair? Speaking of cutting people's hair.
Oh,
you ever did like a bob cut? Have any of you guys ever done like
a
super low
in
and kept it?
Grade.
And kept it?
I have naturally.
Yeah, I did.
Bobbed it up.
Like bob like here? Like I did like here.
No, I'm talking about like bob. Like I seen your hair. Your hair's cute because it's got like a nice little baby fro.
Yeah, I have actually never tried a bob. I am very intimidated by
the
bob
style. I had that Rachel from Friends cut back in sixth grade.
Okay, sixth
grade. Guys, my hair was down to my ass. And the next day I came, I'm sorry.
She edited herself to the other one.
And I came to school the next day and my hair was like, it didn't even touch my shoulders and everyone freaked out.
And nobody even broke up with you. You just did it.
I was in sixth grade, Gabe. I was a good girl. I was still going to church.
Why'd you cut it?
I think it was because, I don't know. I think I just wanted change. I just wanted to like not do my hair, not have to like tie it up every morning and, you know. But I didn't like it. I don't like my hair short. I like my long hair, but.
Nina, you ever had a bob?
Yeah, I did. Actually, my favorite thing to do was when I was younger, every summer I would spend on the East Coast. I would go to Baltimore. My parents would put me on a plane and I always had to get a haircut because when I came back to Seattle, I wanted to look different. I wanted to be like a whole new me.
Oh, you would get it in Baltimore.
Yeah, I would get it in Baltimore. So I'd leave with my hair a little bit longer. And when I would cut my hair, it was before straightening irons were a thing or before I even knew how to use one. Mm-hmm. So my hair's not curly. It's like wavy, but it's that texture that gets really fluffy. Oh, it was not cute. Oh. And I had this super round face and I cut it up to like right about my lip.
Oh my gosh.
And I just because I wanted to look different. Yeah, I got some crazy pictures.
Remember that girl from Living Single? The one that had
oh my goodness.
Pam, exactly. Not Pam. Kim,
what's her name in real life?
Kim something.
Yes,
whatever. Right. Yeah. Oh man, one of these days we should pull out old pictures just for those great throwbacks.
Or not.
Let's do it.
Well, that's something you could think about. Find those pictures while you're in your house of you and your old haircuts and pick your favorite one. And then you can hit us up at any time and tell us about it. I think we're going to wrap-ski this one right now and appreciate you guys for taking the time to listen. And hopefully it took your mind off of things for like a second. And these are probably conversations you're having with your friends. And if you can't get a hold of your friends, we are here for you. Roundtable real fast. Socials, Gabe.
Chicago _Gabe on everything.
Krista
J, 3183.
Ange.marie.d.
Everybody got so serious.
Work on that.
In the meantime, those are what they are. So we are here for you.
What about you?
You can hit us up at any time at Nina on the air. And then, you know, we can continue conversations. But before we go, Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Gabriel.
Happy birthday to you and many more.
Gonna cry.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you guys so much for being here. Please stay safe out there. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.